This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. So Mariel had the consumer side of the story, but there is the other side of the checkout counter as well. According to the Small Business Administration, small businesses employ almost half of the private labor force in this economy. And small businesses are also the most hard-pressed right now. We have been following some of those small businesses, small retailers, through what are supposed to be some of the busiest retail months of the year. Emphasis on supposed to be this year. First up is Annie Lang Hartman. She runs a stationery company in Leelanau County, Michigan.
Things have been going pretty well. Our Q4 is up 350% compared to last year. Our deadline for holiday orders have come and gone, so things are starting to slow down a little bit. So the name of the game right now is just helping people track down their orders in the postal service system right now. Sometimes I feel really guilty about it, but this kind of business was built for a pandemic. I mean, since you can't see your people in person and you're getting hundreds of text messages every day, if you want to stand out, stationery is an easy and expensive way for people to do that. So I think that's why we've been doing okay this year.
Annie Lang Hartman there. She's the owner of Compass Paper Company in Leelanau County, Michigan. Continuing our unscientific survey of small businesses in this economic moment, we called Irene Kesselman. She runs a toy shop in Carrboro, North Carolina.
The last 3 weeks have been extremely busy. In years past, my shopping would have been done pretty much by October. And this year, because not knowing what to expect, I really, really was looking at sales and just, you know, ordering some things last minute, seeing how quickly I could get it. We are still doing deliveries. We are spending time with people on the phone. Just this morning, I spoke with an 80-year-old woman whose only way of feeling comfortable in purchasing for her grandchildren and other kids was just to talk to me on the phone for 1 hour. And she was chatting away saying, "I hope you're having as much fun as I am, Irene." And I was, but I also have another person who can't get to the store and I'm sending him pictures. So we're kind of just going through the motions to do what we need to do.
That was Irene Kesselman. She's the owner of Alley Cat Toys in Carrboro, North Carolina. The last stop in our tour of small businesses making a go of it right now is Phoenix, Arizona, where Rue Newby runs an e-commerce clothing brand.
The last 2 weeks have been very busy, which has been nice. We weren't sure what to expect. Not this past weekend, but the weekend before was our busy weekend. You know, we'd like to keep that momentum going that we've had from the beginning, but it did drop off a little bit this last weekend, so we don't really know. We're hoping for the best and planning for that, but we're not sure what to expect. It has been strange because my family is really holiday oriented. We want to, you know, every holiday we spend together, and none of that's happening this year. Both my parents and my sisters, the other owners, are in Prescott together. So they see each other all the time. But it's fine. Since we are able to keep in touch so much through the business, then it feels like we're closer than we are.
Rue Newby running Label by Three. She does it with her sisters. They're in Prescott. She's in Phoenix, Arizona.